Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers!
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
And we welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Right now, Mount Holmes boys tied with Harrison at 25. Look at the scoring numbers. First off, for Mount Holmes, McGee Harris leading the way with 6 points. He hit a couple threes in the first quarter. Five so far for Red Gilbert. Four for Ryder McClain. Three each for Blaine Tate and Kovaninsky. And two so far for Braden Dewey and Levi Uchman. For Harrison, they've got two players in double figures already. Ryder Scribner with 11, Cole Cease with 10, and 2 points each for Hayden Martin and for Maddox Bell. This game has had two ties and two lead changes so far. Rebounds, right now Harrison is out rebounding Mountain Home at 10-7. Turnovers are fairly even right now, Mountain Home with 5 and Harrison with 6. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to take one more break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. Mountain Home and Harrison knotted up at 25. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers!
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
It will be Harrison's ball to start this second quarter as they're tied with Mountain Home at 25 all right now.
Great half of basketball.
Yeah,
one more half. Can we pull it out here, Matt?
Well, looking forward to seeing it. Both teams still getting some last-second instructions. Well, the officials are ready to go.
They are. Got a little Alabama Dixieland delight. Fans are singing. Atmosphere is awesome here at the Hangar tonight.
You bet. Cole Cecil will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. He gets into Ryder Scribner. We're back underway. Here is Scribner taking the screen. He's going to pull up for the three. Good. And just like that, Harrison is on top. That is our third lead change of the night.
Mount Holmes going to have to be careful. I've seen Harrison play quite a bit. And I'd say their first half was about below average for what they're used to playing. And so Mount Holmes got to be careful. We didn't have the lead. We're going to have to come out and get hot and see if we can't try to stay in this game.
Dewey with it in the paint. He puts up the turnaround jumper. Good.
Just like that, both dudes on both sides. Scribner and Dewey's going to get their hands in it, get buckets for both teams, and I think we're going to be down to the wire on this one, Matt.
You got
to
imagine how careful Dewey's going to have to play. He's got three fouls right now.
He does. He's a smart player. He's been around a lot of basketball. Oh, it's a backcourt!
Ball was knocked away. Looked like Martin had grabbed it and then across the half court. And now Scribner's going to get three free throws. He's fouled by Ryder McClain. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number one here again in the third quarter against Mountain Home. Ryder Scribner at the free throw line. So far, he is 4 of 5 from the line with 14 points. 7:04 left in the third quarter. Scribner's first free throw won't go.
He's been struggling from the line. I think he's, what, 1 of 3 now?
No, he's – no,
he made a couple
– he's 4 of 6, dude. I just say he's 4 of 5.
Sorry, Max.
That's okay, man.
I'm trying to talk you into struggling. That's what I'm trying to do here.
Gotcha. Second shot is up and good, and he gets a third one as well. 2 of 3 on this trip. He has.
What do you make, 1 of 3 or 2?
Yes. 30-27, Harrison up with about 7 minutes left of the third quarter. Ball goes over to McLean on the right side. Up top to Carson, over to Tate. Back to Carson. Finds Harris. Gives a pick to Tate. He's going to pull up for the three on the right side for the tie. Good! Blaine Tate with the three-pointer. It's our third tie of the night. 30-all our score. And back the other way. Harrison's going to turn it back over. And Mount Holmes with a chance to go back on top after the out-of-bounds.
Mount Holmes with a big shot on the other end by Blaine Tate. And then Harrison just losing their mind down there and unforced turnover.
Tate with it. Over to Harris on the left side. So far, we got 3 ties and 3 lead changes. Ball goes up top to Carson. Over to Tate. Now back to Carson up top. To Dewey at the free throw line. Over to Tate near the right corner. He's going to dribble into lane. Going in for the layup. Good!
Blaine Tate is feeling it right now. He's getting into the lane, using his body, and playing just kind of smart basketball.
Our fourth lead changes. Mount Holmes up 32-30. 6:05 left in the third. Here is Scribner with it. Dribbles to the right side. Takes the screen. Now gives it up top to McNutt. Over to Martin in the right corner. He's going to drill into the lane. Going in for the layup. No good. And the rebound controlled by Dewey.
Just T-Rexed arms that went up and just T-Rexed arm. Short on the layup.
Tate into the front court. Gives it to McLean on the right side. Up top to Carson. Over to Tate on the right. He's going to try another three-pointer. No good. And the long rebound is controlled by Kreiner. Kreiner into the front court. He has up top. Gives it to McNutt in the left corner to Martin. He's going to try for the three for the lead back, and he gets it. Hayden Martin with 5 on the night. Our fifth lead change this evening. 33-32, Harrison up. 5:15 left in the third. Well, I don't think you could have been more right about this being a dogfight.
Yep.
Ball goes to McLean on the right side.
Well, here's the reality. If Harrison loses this game, they're going to have a hot second half, or I mean, last 12 games of the conference season, because there's a lot of good teams that'll be fighting for the top 4 spots.
No question about it.
This is a huge game for them.
McDewey puts up the turnaround jumper. It won't go, and the rebound's controlled by McNutt. Here's Scribner into the front court. It's a 1-point Harrison lead. Scribner dribbles to the low block. He's going in for the leaner. No good, but a late foul call, and he's going to head to the free throw line with 4:40 left in the third.
This guy bails. It's the same guy. He just bails him out.
Blaine Tate picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 2 against Mountain Home here in the third quarter. So Ryder Scribner back at the free throw line. First shot is up and good.
It's terrible.
Max Bell coming back in for Harrison as he replaces, let's see, who did he come in for? I think maybe McNutt.
No,
I'm sorry, it was Kreiner.
Yep.
So Scribner gets both free throws, and Fulcher is pleading his case.
He's just wanting the same call on both ends. Dewey's getting undercut every time he shoots the ball, and this guy, he's going to call a little tic-tac foul.
35-32, our score. Tate's going into the lane, and he's going to be fouled before the shot attempt. They're going to give that one to Eli McNutt. That's his third personal foul. Team foul number 1 against Harrison here in the third quarter. 4:27 left in the period. Tate will.
Auto Parts. The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Corey.
Wondering when all this great music will end.
Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. We had a little technical issue there, but we're back in progress. Less than 3 minutes left, and all of a sudden, it's a three-possession lead for Harrison. They're up 39-32 after a pair of free throws by Scribner.
Yeah, dangerous territory for Mountain Home. We need a big bucket. Keep us in this game.
Here is McLean with it. He will give it to Tate, who has the ball knocked away. I thought they were going to call it out on Mountain Home, but they didn't.
Yeah, I think we got a gratuitous call right there. We've had some pretty bad ones go our way. I think that one was one we got.
Drew Haney, by the way, checked in during the technical issue. Ball goes up top to Harris. Over to Haney on the right side. Now back to Harris. Here is McLean with it now. He's going to dribble into the lane, pull up for the jumper. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Cecil. He gives it to Scribner, who's quickly into the front court. 39-32, our score. Cecil will find Bell cutting into the lane for the layup. Good. Max Bell with his four points, and Mount Tom is going to take a timeout. We will break with 2:15 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home. It is Harrison Lee, Mountain Home, 41-32. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I believe Harrison's actually on an 11-0 run right now, if I remember that right.
Yeah, this is, man, right now it's dangerous territory for the Bombers. This Harrison team is desperate for a win. Bombers can't let this game get too far out of control and have to come back. It's a really good Harrison basketball team.
Ball goes to Rhett Gilbert on the right side. He'll give it back to Blaine Tate. Tate will dribble up to the top. Goes over to give it to Gilbert on the left side. Up top to McLean. Over to Tate on the left, 15 left on the shot clock. Tate dribbles into the paint, throws over to Harris. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good!
That's a big shot. That's a senior stepping in, having a great night shooting the ball, stepping into a three. Let's get a stop.
Harris with 9 on the night, 41-35. Mountain Home trailing Harrison, 136 left to play in the third. Ball goes down to Kreiner. He gets the layup. It won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Haney.
Good job crashing the boards by Haney. Good defense by Ryder. Coming over and helping on the backside.
Ball goes to Tate. Over to Gilbert near the right corner. Now up top to Haney. Over to Harris. Tate has it now on the left side. Over to McLean. Now to Gilbert. Over to Harris on the right side. Up top to Haney. Now to Tate. Back to Haney, over to Harris on the right. He's going to try another three.
And one. And he's up there. He made it.
Oh, that's a layup. Oh, my goodness.
Let's go.
Mickey Harris will go to the line for a four-point opportunity. Jackson Kreiner picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number two against Harrison here in the third quarter. So McGee Harris now in double figures with 12, and he has a chance to make it 13 with this free throw right here. And it's good, and it's down to a it's all of a sudden a 2-point game all of a sudden, and Mount Home on a 7-0 run.
McGee Harris on a 7-0 run.
Yeah, that's right.
Home.
You're right. Blaine Tate checks out of the game as
Braxton Carson came
back in.
Yeah, we did that. We had a mismatch right there. So Braxton's going to come in. He's going to D up right now on Scribner. Mount Home's going to help out because Jackson Kreiner's got a height advantage with his side.
Scribner goes into the lane for the reverse layup.
That's what good players do. They answer the bell, and he answered it right there.
50 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Here is McLean with it. Gives it to Carson. Over to Harris. He's going to try another three. This one won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Martin. I don't really blame him for shooting.
No, absolutely not.
37 seconds left in the third quarter. Scribner is going in for another reverse layup, and he gets it.
It's like a replay of what just happened. Went to that left side, little scoop shot.
Boy, he's got great control.
He's a great basketball player.
Gilbert's going into the lane. He's going to try it with a layup. Nope, good, but Haney tips it up and in.
Yeah, you almost wonder if that was but it looked like a pass off the backboard. Is able to hit Drew Haney wide open.
Shot clock is off. Harrison is up by four, and they can hold for the last shot of the period. Down to seven. Scribner with it. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Won't go. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter. So it's going to be a four-point game going into the final 8 minutes. Our score at the end of three, Harrison leading Mountain Home 45-41. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts.